Tommy's temptation verse. "Will we go to Grandma's house tonight?" questioned Tommy as Mother was deciding where boxes and furniture were to go in their new home. "You said that once we got moved, we can go often to Grandma. She loves me so much, I know she will be very kind to me. Her letters sound like she wants me to visit her often, too." Wearily, Mother took time to answer Tommy. "Yes, I do want to drive the 5 miles to Grandma yet tonight. I want very much to see her, too." "Will Daddy go with us?" asked Tommy. "I'm afraid Daddy will be too tired, but he has already told me we should go. Daddy has not worked as hard since he was sick." "Oh, I want to see my grandma," shouted Tommy. He could not remember his grandma because he was too small when they had come from their faraway home to visit her before. But now they were moving close, and he was so excited to go. The truck was finally all unloaded. Aunt Mary and Uncle Charles and their big boys had been wonderful help. The meals Aunt Mary brought tasted so good, too. "Let's go to Grandma now," announced Mother as supper was put away. They washed up and changed clothes. As they were going, Mama said, "Tommy, your Grandma does not have many boys and girls who visit her. She has pretty things she likes sitting around. You will need to be very, very careful not to touch her things." "Yes, Mother, I'll try to be careful," promised Tommy.
"Out here it seems so strange to see so many houses," remarked Tommy as he looked out the car window.
"Yes, it does," answered Mother. "But Grandma lives in town. This is where I grew up. When I married Daddy, we moved to the house that you remember. We could not even see one other house from there. But Daddy had good work there. Now, because Daddy has been so sick, we came back here to live." Grandma was on the porch, welcoming them.
"Oh, Tommy, how good it is to see you," and she gave him a big hug.
"And Carrie, how good God is to me that you will now be close." Immediately, Grandma and Mother were busily visiting. Tommy just walked around in the downstairs. "Mother was right. Grandma has so many pretty things. I must not touch them," thought Tommy. "But I think I like that candy dish best." Suddenly, the grown-ups thought about Tommy.
"Come over here in the living room," called Grandma. "I have fixed the toy box for you."
Tommy found just the kind of toys he liked. There was a tractor to pull a wagon, different size blocks could build a tower, and other things. Tommy was pleased.
"I was trying to think what you might like, Tommy, so I've gone to a few yard sales to buy these," Grandma said kindly.
"Well, I like these toys, Grandma," responded Tommy, as he began to play farmer. But as he played, he thought about that candy dish. After a little, he quietly walked over to the dining room. "That's a pretty dish, but I like to look at the candy in it. I wish I could have a piece, but Mother doesn't want me to ever ask. But I surely wish I could have a taste of it right now." Tommy just stood there looking longingly at that good candy in the pretty dish. "I could lift the lid softly and just take one piece. But no, that would be stealing. Oh, but it looks so good."
"Where is Tommy?" questioned Mother.
Grandma and she walked quietly to find Tommy.
"Tommy, what are you doing?" demanded Mother.
A startled Tommy jumped when he heard his mother's stern voice.
"Oh, I was just looking at this pretty dish," Tommy answered guiltily.
Now, Grandma liked good manners. She knew if she gave Tommy candy now, she would spoil his teachings about not begging.
"Tommy, you were being tempted, weren't you?" quizzed Grandma.
Yes, stammered Tommy.
"Tommy, sometime I will give you some candy from that dish, but just now I will give you a Bible verse for you to learn. It is Proverbs 4:15. Avoid it
Pass not by it, turn from it, and pass away. You can call this your temptation verse. Now you can come back to play with the toy box, Grandma encouraged gently. Tommy played happily with Grandma's toys. Then Grandma prepared a snack of ice cream and pretzels in the kitchen. When they finished, Grandma took Tommy by the hand and led him to the candy dish. She carefully lifted the lid and offered Tommy some candy. Tommy took two pieces. Thank you, Grandma, Tommy said. He felt so happy he had not yielded to the temptation of stealing it. Tommy, your verse says, avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it, and pass away. When you are tempted about something, stay away from it. Don't even go close to it. Stay far away. Don't even go near it. That will help you to be a good boy, Grandma encouraged lovingly. I'm going to get Mama to help me learn that verse so I can say it all by myself, Tommy promised. You are a good Grandma. You will help me be a good boy for Jesus.